This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Right now, the Massachusetts State Senate is debating an ambitious bill to control the rapidly rising cost of health care.
The proposed legislation aims to reduce health care costs by $150 billion over the next 15 years.
The bill is more than 200 pages long. More than 200 amendments have been added, so the debate is neither quick nor simple. WBUR's Martha Biebinger is following it all at the State House and joins us now. Hi, Martha.
How are you, Anthony?
Good. Let us bring us up to date. How has this debate been going?
Well, it's been going along smoothly, but without any great fireworks. There are a number of small technical or procedural changes that the Senate has adopted. They've rejected several big amendments that were proposed by Republicans to cancel an assessment that would pay for prevention and some electronic health record updates. And the Republicans had proposed a fairly major overhaul of the bill in general, and not surprisingly, in the very democratically controlled Senate, that was rejected. Yesterday, the Senate did adopt a slightly more aggressive spending target for savings overall, but there are a few controversial issues to come.
And I guess one of the big ones is the so-called luxury tax, which would affect hospitals that charge more than average. I understand the House and Senate have separate proposals on this issue of the reform. But what's the difference between the two houses?
Well, if it's not belaboring a cliche, Anthony, the House has sort of a combination of carrot and stick, and the Senate is mostly carrots. So the House does have the surcharge that you mentioned. It's 10% on prices that are 20% above what the average is in the market. And the Senate wants to offer us consumers, we patients, a lot of information so that we make more informed choices about where we go, so we become more like shoppers in healthcare. And it would do some review of high-cost hospitals, but it does not impose any penalties, any firm no to hospitals that continue to charge high prices.
I see. Now, I understand they're going to be debating for another few hours. What's left on the agenda? What are some of the big items?
Well, that one about whether the state should step in to try to curb high prices that many hospitals charge is the big one. You know, there have been several reports from the Attorney General's office that say that is one of the major factors that drives health care costs in Massachusetts, because if a lot of us get our care at prices at hospitals where the prices are much higher, then we're paying more and the cost of health care overall is more. So Senator Barry Feingold has an amendment that would say to hospitals, if you can't reach an agreement with an insurance company about the price that you're going to charge, then you have to take that price you want to charge, the higher price, to an independent board and prove, based on the quality of your care or the unique service that you provide, that that higher price is worth it. Now, today we had one more group, the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, come out in support of that amendment. And here is Dr. Paul Hattis explaining why. The amendment he mentions, number 261, is that amendment that would ask the Senate to impose some controls on hospital prices.
We wanted a very aggressive spending target for reducing the growth of healthcare expenses. We don't seem to really be getting that out of the House or the Senate. We were hoping to deal with this unfair provider price, or the price variation issues it's called, through that spending limit. Since we don't see that in either bill, we think we might need to deal with that issue directly, and Amendment 261 helps to do that.
Anthony, that was Dr. Paul Hattis talking about why he thinks controlling high prices are important. But of course, you can imagine that the hospitals that would have some new government controls are pushing back very hard. You'll hear from the head of one of them, Mass General, in just a little bit. And this debate is going to wrap up today, but how long it goes on may very well depend on how heated that issue gets.
All right. Thanks, Martha.
Thank you, Anthony.
That's WBUR's Martha Biebinger reporting from Beacon Hill.